Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Nix with Nix Professional Restoration, where we've been restoring hope and rebuilding families for nearly 35 years, where we specialize in emergency services and reconstruction for any kind of water damage from a pipe break or even a toilet overflow, or fire damage where homeowners and business owners need board ups or emergency cleaning. And we also are certified in mold remediation services. This morning, I have the opportunity to speak with Dan Hill from Guardian Roof. He is their chief estimator and project manager. Without further ado, how are you doing this morning, Dan?
Good morning, Kurt. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about your business, how you got started and what you do, and give us a little background and about yourself and your company.
Okay. Guardian Roofs is an A-plus, Class C-39 licensed roofing company. We're also a Class B general contractor, but we focus mostly on roofing. The general contractor's license benefits us in order to do framing or bracing if there's any additional roof-related work that might need to be done in order to complete a roof job. And we do things like build patio covers also, but I'm focused mostly on roofing. I've been in business for approximately close to 35 years under Suddeth Construction Incorporated. Steve Suddeth is my partner, the sole proprietor of our company, and it's Suddeth Construction Incorporated, DBA Guardian Roofs.
You're specializing obviously in roofing, but the fact that you have the B General allows you to repair things that were maybe hidden from the damages that once you have removed an existing roof. Is that accurate?
Yes, it makes it a lot more convenient for a homeowner if we come across a broken rafter or something that needs to be dealt with by a general. Rather than having to call in another contractor, we can take care of it. We deal with permits and engineers' reports and plan check with the city, all blanket coverage. So it just makes the job go a lot smoother no matter what we might come across.
So for your average roofing job, actually any roofing job, you are required as a contractor, as a licensed contractor, you'll need to be pulling permits and so forth.
Yeah, most all cities require a building permit for a new roof. A lot of people don't know that. Whether or not you're tearing off your existing roof and starting new, or you're going to recover an old roof, you can legally cover a shingle roof one time, or even a built-up roof such as cap sheet on a low slope flat roof. You can cover it one time. You can have two layers. It's not recommended by the most manufacturers, but it is allowable by the city if you have a short budget and you're trying to save a little bit of money. But even Guardian Roofs, we recommend a tear-off because now the products that we install come with quite a bit longer warranties than used to 30 or 40 years ago. So you really don't want to deal with warranty issues if there's a second layer that might jeopardize that warranty.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what's changed in your building materials that's allowed them to give such longer warranty services?
Well, for most common roof known in residential is, and by the way, we do probably about 75% residential and about 25% commercial. Asphalt shingle roof is the most commonly used. It's commonly referred to as composition. Some people call it composite. In the roof industry, composite is really a synthetic shake, which was designed to simulate concrete tiles because of people were concerned with weight of tile issues, which is another whole topic we could get into. There are various weights of tile roofs that range from anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds per square foot. And 6 pounds per square foot is the breaking point for engineers' calculations to be required on residential. And all that has to do with is deflection, not necessarily that the building would fail or collapse because the weight of the roof was too heavy. It just caused deflection or bowing, and it's unsightly. And it could be dangerous in earthquakes, that kind of thing. But the composition shingle, in answer to your question, the asphalt shingle roofs used to be 20-year shingle because they used a paper mat, and you didn't get much more than 20 years. The granules delaminated and came off, and you had to re-roof. Now they're using fiberglass mat, A fiberglass mat, which has been developed in the mid-70s and improved over the last 30 to 40 years as we go. So you can get 30-year, 40-year, and 50-year shingles in various thicknesses and designs and styles. So if you're putting a 50-year roof on your house, you wouldn't want to jeopardize that warranty by installing it over an old roof just to save $1,000.
That makes sense. Now, I know, Dan, that there's been a lot of discussion in the news and hype, and it's very likely to come to pass. We have the potential for El Nino hitting Southern California. The new roofing materials that you're talking about, are they more apt to withstand some of the wind, the high winds that may be associated with this, which is going to protect people through this season? Or is insulation, I guess, been improved that's going to allow people to have a little more comfort with what they've got on their roof currently?
That's a good question. There are options to insulation, such as high wind application that is a little bit over and above and beyond the call of a standard installation. Typically, 4 nails per shingle is the minimum required by most all the manufacturers. You can install up to 6 nails per shingle on a standard slope and achieve an extended wind warranty. Most of the laminate shingles that are out right now offer a 110-mile-an-hour warranty with the standard 4 nail application. If you go to a 6, you can get a 130-mile-an-hour wind warranty. There are a few features on some of the manufacturers that give you 130 with only 4 nails because they've got a feature embedded in the shingle that's a fabric strip, much like a Kevlar, a fabric that will not rip off the nails once it's installed. It won't blow off because when shingles blow off, usually they rip off of the nails and the nail's still there. So, and they have also an adhesive bead at the bottom of each shingle strip so that it adheres to the one below it after it's installed on a typically 70-degree day. And that's the first day they're adhered pretty well. So,
The warranties are coming in through the manufacturer, not necessarily the roofer, based on their materials and their specifications on how it's to be installed. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, all the manufacturer warranties cover the material, and the labor warranty is covered by the installer. However, Guardian Roofs is a certified installer for most all manufacturers we recommend, and we're a platinum preferred and extended warranty provider. What that means is that the manufacturer backs up our labor on the extended warranty, and that is a purchased warranty. For example, a 50-year shingle plus a 10-year labor from Guardian is standard. A 50-year material and labor would be an extended warranty that you can purchase. 50-year and labor and material backed by the manufacturer, regardless of whether Guardian Roofs was still around.
Okay. Dan, let's just talk a little bit about clay and concrete tile. We, in our business, as you know, we get called out a lot of times for tarping roofs because these materials have cracked because somebody has been walking on them, or a lot of times these tiles slip over a period of time, exposing the roofing felt. What are some things that a homeowner can do to minimize these potential problems coming into this rainy season?
Okay, well, you did hit the nail on the head. The felt paper underneath, and we call it underlayment, but in layman's terms, felt paper, is what waterproofs a tile roof, because concrete and clay are not waterproof by themselves for the most part. In years past, they've tried to use glaze over the tiles, and I've seen there were specs for a couple of years where they didn't use underlayment back in the 70s. I guess they're experimenting. And so the tile purpose is for, first of all, aesthetics, because it's beautiful. It's a higher-end roof. It's more desirable. It protects the felt paper from exposure to the UV rays from the sun and also from excess water flow. So it's important when a tile is installed that everything is configured. Sheet metal and the tile are configured to keep the bulk of the water from flowing onto the felt paper, such as chimneys and skylights and pipe vents that might protrude through the roof. So you want to keep the the water on the tile till it gets off the roof at the edge, at the eave.
Mm-hmm.
If you have loose, missing, or broken tiles on your roof, it won't be a leak right away unless there is already a tear or a cut on that underlayment at some point from new construction or something. So it usually, I've noticed in my career, that it takes about 7 or 8 years to burn through the felt from being exposed to the sun. Water damages felt around valley bottoms, particularly because there's a heavy water flow at the bottom of a valley, and when the tiles are butted too tightly into the center of the valley from both sides, it blocks water and catches debris and spills onto the felt paper for years, and you don't know it for in those cases, sometimes 15 to 20 years. So you can inspect your roof from the ground if you can stand back far enough and you have a pair of binoculars, that kind of thing, if you just want to do it yourself. You can hire a roofing company to do a roof inspection to just check your roof over and see. Some companies charge, some companies don't. Depends on the size or how long, size of the roof or how long that the inspector is going to be there and the busyness of their schedule also. So you do want to keep the tiles in place and intact where they're supposed to be to protect that underlayment.
Now, a lot of cracks that are on these tiles, those are typically as a result of foot traffic. Is that correct? Or do these tiles just wear out, crack on their own just from the elements?
Well, my experience has been, I did track work for 7 years, and there's a lot of people that get on the roof after the roofing is done, before owners move in. So there can be damage even from being new, and if no one knows about it, it will stay there until it causes a problem, you know, 7, 8, 10, or 20 years down the road. There are things like trees that fall. Wind can blow tiles off if it's a windy area and they didn't use a high wind application. The weather has been changing the last 5 years. I've kept an eye on, I've kind of noticed weather and wind is becoming more violent than it used to be, so there might be some problems that occur that shouldn't have. If your home was built by the current code at the time, might not have required high wind application. Things like fumigation can cause broken tiles. If you tent your house, if you paint your house and the painters are walking on it, I mean, they try to be careful. Most contractors are conscientious. They don't want to be liable for damage, but it can occur, so it's a good idea to have your roof checked after you have something done where there were workmen walking on your roof. And most, if you buy a house, typically a home inspector will somehow either try to check from a ladder and binoculars, and now they're using drones with cameras on them to videotape roofs before purchase. So the industry's improving a lot now in protection for roofing.
Yeah, that's amazing what they're able to do now with the GPS satellites. Hey, tell me a little bit, Dan, about your coverage area. I know that your home base is in Orange County, and you obviously would cover a great deal of that. Can you give us an idea of how far from Orange County, or the heart of Orange County, that you'll service?
Absolutely. You know, we do advertise in several newspapers in the Inland Empire, and we are from Orange County, but we go Inland Empire, from say, Murrieta, Temecula, up through the 215. We go to Beaumont and Banning, Yucaipa area, and across the 210 freeway up in the northeast LA County. And we touch the hem of East LA County, bordering Orange County. We have about 10 crews. And we can service a fair amount of roofing right now. Everybody's really busy. We're booked out several weeks. Sometimes it's hard to keep people happy with the schedule because it's typically we're a lot farther out now than we usually are. So, but we're pretty quick to start and finish. We stay on the job till we're done. We don't juggle things like that. So.
So what's the best way to get a hold of you folks? Do you have a phone number, email, or a website? Give us some of that information.
Okay, well, our 800 number is 877-99-ROOFS, plural, R-O-O-F-S, which is technically 7663. Our office number is 714-633-3619. That's a direct line. And you could call me on my cell phone if you want to try to get a hold of me on that. It's 714-326-7724. I do have a voicemail. You can leave me a message. I can call back. We take a lot of pride in our customer service and response also. Please be patient if we don't answer or get right back to you, but we will.
Right. Now, Dan, I mean, just in the course of our conversation here, I know you've given a lot of good ideas and tips. I wonder if you could maybe just kind of reiterate those, or if you have any additional thoughts or things, tips that we can leave the listeners with that they need to, they could and should be doing between now and this winter's rains.
Okay. Well, we do offer emergency service, so if you spring a leak and you do want to call, you can cover your roof with plastic. You or anyone can do that, if anyone can get up there and just cover it with plastic if you have a leak. If you spring a leak in the middle of the night, you just want to cover with plastic, and something you and I learned a long time ago is that if water's coming through, you want to try and poke a hole in the center of the wettest spot and try to let it run through to a bucket and catch it so that it's not accumulating in the attic and causing more damage. That's a tip that I usually will tell people. But we can tarp a roof and then get to the repairs later. Get the emergency service taken care of so that you don't sustain as much damage. Don't worry, don't panic. And don't just do nothing. So I recommend.
And understanding that the good news is that type of surface is typically covered under most people's home insurance, homeowners insurance.
Right.
So
right.
Depending on the amount of damage that are deductible, they can analyze that. But having said that, the services that you provide as far as tarping a roof and any interior damages would be typically covered under their policy. You talked a little bit about inspection. When would be a good time for folks to come out and have, or you to come out or somebody to do an inspection on a roof?
Well, it's obviously really busy right now, so it's hard for us to get to inspections quickly. But any time is a good time if you have concerns about your roof and you're not sure. If you're not sure, you may or may not have problems. A comp shingle roof actually typically lasts 20 to 25 years. A tile roof should be a lifetime roof. You should have no issues on a tile roof. But if you do, it's typically pulling up an area of tile and repapering and putting the tile back. It's not going to be a huge expense, and you don't need a new roof for tile.
I think your tip with the binoculars and just stand back and take a look at overall look at your roof would give most people a pretty good idea of whether they're looking like they're going to have a problem, which would create the sense of urgency to have you come out as quickly as possible to see what's going on and make any necessary repairs. Dan, is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish up this morning?
Just batten down and good luck. You know, El Nino, everybody's worried about El Nino, but we've had some micro bursts of rain here in the last couple of months and even this year that really weren't fit into the rain patterns that nobody can completely predict the weather. But I've lived in Southern California 35 years, and it's feast or famine in business, and it's rain or shine in California. It never rains, but when it does, it pours.
Well, thank you, Dan. I really enjoyed talking with you today. You've been listening to Kurt Nix, interviewing and talking with Dan Hill from Guardian Roof, Nix Professional Restoration, Restoring Hope and Rebuilding Families, where we're 35 years. We've been providing emergency services and reconstruction for any kind of water and fire damage and mold remediations. So for now, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you, and you all have a very good day. Bye-bye.